talking to the INMO representatives, they see the solution as investing more in primary care and investing more in home care and carers. Now, they're the people that the cold face. They're the people who are dealing with this on a daily basis or having to deal with it. And they're the people, I would say, would most likely see solutions. Instead of people sitting behind desks who are making decisions based on things that they don't have the practical knowledge of, until such times as we do that, then there's going to be overcrowding at the Letterkenny General. There's going to be cancellation of procedures. There's going to be waiting lists, and people's going to suffer as a result of it.
And you've said procedures are being cancelled elsewhere in the country, in Dublin and in Galway, and that's having a knock-on effect in Letterkenny, where a number of patients are actually awaiting transfer to those hospitals.
Yeah, there's a number of people that I'm aware of at the minute who are in beds in Letterkenny who are waiting procedures, and because there's no beds in Galway or St James's or Lukes or whatever hospitals they're destined to go to, they're having to stay in beds and take up occupancy of beds in Letterkenny. And the other thing we have to remember most in all, with all of this overcrowding, is the pressure that's being put on the staff. And that's becoming, enormous. The working hours, the working conditions, and it can't be good for, the general health of the hospital.